one of those things one doesn't ask. You know, in normal conversation, you say, how are you going? And people just say, good, thanks. It's a sort of meaningless pleasantry. How are you going?
Yeah, well, look, obviously you can show a little bit of this yourself. It's, you know, you try to give people something, but you obviously don't want to be talking about cancer all the time.
That's right.
It can drive you mad. And so, you know, I usually, if I'm getting up to speak, I'll usually tell everyone at the very start, look, I'm feeling good, everything's going, you know, going well. I'll give them a quick update and say, now, don't ask me how I'm going.
Exactly.
You know?
I've been, as you may know, Jim, I've been in the same territory myself with a son with a not dissimilar condition to yours. And one of the things that we learnt very early on is, there you go, you got a kid who's not well. Some people come to visit because they feel they must. It's their duty. And they can just come and sit with him for an hour and just look glum. And we ended up having to ban them and just have visitors who actually had something positive to contribute.
Yeah, it's an interesting time. Like, I found that, you know, all my mates, you know, people, because, you know, you have mates that you see every week, you have mates every month, and not other mates you see every 6 months and maybe once a year. But what happens is when you're sick, like this, people then go, they feel that they have to see you much more frequently.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's interesting, you know, because you actually need a lot of time, downtime, and you know, because you spend a lot of time having to do all these treatments, and you know, I meditate now every morning, and I'm trying to, you know, stay healthy, you know, fit and stuff, and you know, and then people want to see you and go for lunch and breakfast and all this other stuff, and you go, God, I haven't got time to do all this, and so how am I going to say no? And that was part of, you know, my treatment really was to understand why I've got this cancer in the first place, and part of it was the way I was living my life. I just wasn't able to say no.
I guess the people who are your true friends are the ones who actually, when you spend time with them, you get something positive from them.
Totally.
I'm guessing Jules Lund would be one of those people.
He's actually, you know, I got to know him when he was 14, 15. He was just a kid, and you know, he was a bit wild, a bit of a rebel, pretty tough to handle in the classroom and so on. And yeah, he was at a school I was doing. It was actually the first talk I did at a school. It was the year 9 boys, 150 of them, and he was doing his, you know, being his idiot self at that time, and trying to, you know, take on this speaker who he didn't have any respect for, even though, because he didn't care about sport, you know, he's a footballer, and so he just thought he'd make a bit of fun of.
Mm-hmm.
And normally he'd win because he was so good at it, at cutting people down. And I said, okay, mate, you know, what's your name? And, you know, he gave me some, some name that wasn't obviously his, something like Rupert or whatever, and everyone laughed. And I said, no, come on, mate, be honest for a change. What is your name? And eventually I got a name out of him, and then I said, well, look, tell me who you are. And, you know, he didn't know how to answer. He said, I'm Jules. I said, no, who are you really? And he had no idea. And then he started to get a bit isolated. And I said, you know, so we had a bit of a conversation. And, of course, all the kids there were expecting this, you know, someone's going to win, someone's going to lose. And I said, no, you know, you've got some real gifts here. You're a really natural-born leader here. But you're taking this group away in a very dark place. And you've got to understand that. And it connected with him, and he said, look, I want to do some more of this work. I want to understand myself more.
He's one of the producers, and he's also one of the presenters of the program, isn't he?
Yeah, that sort of evolved. It wasn't planned, but when we started to bring the footage together and realised that actually Jules had been there quite a bit.
Hey, I feel like I'm taking up your time. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Not at all. I've really enjoyed it, mate.
Thank you, Jim.
And I understand, you know, because you've been through, you know, something fairly similar, and for people out there who are going through similar things, you know, if we can help them in any way, it's always a good thing, because, you know, we all need support.
Indeed.